Hey, this is Collarworks Radio, and I'm your host, Justin Baker. With me this week is Darian Longmire, an artist from Brooklyn, New York. Darian opens up about his experience as an artist during COVID-19 and how it's affecting his life right now. So listen up.
Yeah, so I've been in Brooklyn for about 2 years, and the way I was kind of making it work initially was by way of the freelance economy and the gig-based economy. Yeah. I was like kind of a freelance barista, and I was working on TaskRabbit, and then I was doing like just like weird art gigs here and there. I was working for like art studio packing boxes, and so then I figured out how to like sort of raise part of my rent as partly doing freelance and another part just by doing art pop-ups. So as a artist, I started off like as a printmaker. I was really interested in repeatable images, and I have, you know, naturally I'm from the Midwest as well. I'm from Chicago, even though I'm in Brooklyn currently. And so I started off as a printmaker, and I have a ton of work on paper. And so that work became sort of like the way for me to sell things on the side as an artist, as I've been living in Brooklyn. But, you know, early March, like I just finished up an art pop-up at the end of February, and it was pretty successful. And in the 2 years of being in Brooklyn, I felt like I've had a lot of momentum slowly like building up. But then it's like COVID hit in sort of like the early March, and I had like another pop-up I was planning, and now it got canceled. And then I had like some exhibition opportunities in upstate New York, and those also got canceled. So then it was like, you know, we were just like in the middle of, and this was before there was conversation about government assistance or any sort of like idea that freelancers would even be eligible for unemployment. So it was crazy going through it all, because like it just happened in New York City so quick.
Was that the feeling that it happened quick?
Yeah, it was like instantaneous, because I actually had, because, you know, like you just go, you jump from gig to gig in New York City, or at least I've been doing that, because it frees my schedule up a little bit more to be in the studio. And sure. I think that when I first moved to this Brooklyn and I was living in the city, I was fresh out of grad school as an artist, and I was just trying to acclimate to Brooklyn. And then I found a flow of trying to make work while working full time, but that became so difficult. And so I think the freelance economy and the gig economy for a lot of people was like key, you know, kind of our key to being artists in New York, not having to work full time or being able to take like 1 week off, 1 week on. And that's kind of what I was doing. But then, yeah, it's like as soon as COVID started happening, like I had two interviews lined up, and it was just like everything vanished. And it was like a matter of maybe 3 to 4 days. And so then it was just kind of like, I just kind of panicked, and I was like, oh, I don't have rent for April now.
Okay. Yeah.
That's
nerve-wracking.
Right.
Now, I mean, like, you're in Bushwick, which is kind of like, I know there's a lot of artists who live there and a lot of small galleries. And I mean, has the community for that, like, just kind of vanished? Or is there...
For Bushwick, I mean, everything's closed, so we all really can't do anything. I mean, there's no nightlife here currently, so there's not even really like an energy. But I think people are still trying to figure out how to sustain an art practice. So like a lot of people like me, I've been making mixed media work and paintings by hand, because that's the most immediate way of working in New York City, because I don't have access to, you know, fancy facilities. I just have my studio.
Yeah.
So making works by hand, it sort of just like makes the transition a little bit easier. I don't know where I was going with that.
That makes sense. I mean, to like return to like the simplest kind of way of making work for you. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If anything, the quarantine is also like, I think it is maybe cut some of opportunities like externally in terms of like the art, you know, art opportunities. But I feel like it's like a free, it's been a free time to kind of take a personal residency and start some new paintings and some new things. So I think a lot of artists are kind of maybe just taking it that way. And I think where I was going before is I was making work and I figured out how to sort of like digitize the mixed media work and paintings I was doing. And I was able to make digital prints and kind of like have that be something I sold through Instagram. So I think a lot of artists were just, we immediately sort of turned to our digital or social media presence and we just started selling work that way. Or at least I did, because I was already used to trying to peddle artwork a little bit. I've seen a lot of my other fellow artists doing that.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, to go back to your art practice and maybe like a little bit about you. You're from Chicago, like from the Midwest.
Yeah.
And then you came to New York via SUNY Albany, right? I mean, is that what brought you here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, correct. So yeah, I was in Chicago and like, you know, I sort of grew up as like a typical inner city kid on the west side of Chicago. And I hung out there and I was really into the internet and subculture because I'm like a millennial, I'm 29. So very much was into web design, graphic design and things that were nerdy, things that were like subcultural or underground. And then, you know, growing up in Chicago, that's how I sort of stumbled into college and went away. And I was like, you know, you step into college, you're going to be an artist, or at least I did by mistake, trying to be a graphic designer at first. Uh-huh. And then I started really being serious about being an artist right at the end of college. So I was still back in Chicago, just living at home and getting ready for what was going to be grad school. So I was trying to make a lot of work in Chicago. And, you know, being a kid who comes from like techno culture, I would say, and the underground, like Afrofuturism was something I really started. It was something that was pointed out to me in my work, actually, in Chicago as I was making a lot of prints because I had a fellowship. This was before I even got to New York or grad school. And so once it was pointed out to me, I just sort of noticed all the coincidences in my life and how they kind of linked up with my studio practice and creating this like speculative alternative way of thinking about identity. And in my work, I kind of talk about this dichotomy of blackness or this construct. And I think that I'm trying to kind of, you know, pull it apart or problematize it, because I think it's a funny category. It's a non-existent category. Mm-hmm. That's something that's become really insistent in my work, is there's so much invisible matter and so much invisible, so many invisible particular experiences to the Black experience. And I'm trying to like kind of paint about that or make digital works or sound. I've also been doing like sound compositions.
Sure.
I've been trying everything, but.
Can we go back to one thing you said a minute ago? I found kind of interesting. You say you fell into being an artist, or you fell backwards into, I forget which way you said it, but could you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, I was in college and I was just sort of like trying to be a graphic designer and I didn't really have a major. And I was just sort of like someone, you know, a kid who's coming out of high school making digital art and really interested in the subculture and counterculture, I should say, rather, at that time, I guess. And, you know, music and just art. And so, yeah, those things influenced the work. And, you know, as I was in college, I was trying to be a graphic designer because I thought that was like going to make money. But then,
right,
the program was too competitive. So then I just was like kind of floating around and I started taking art classes.
As always, thanks for listening. Please go to collarworks.org and check out Connect. Paired selections from the Flat Files, curated by Deborah Zlotsky, an online exhibit, just like everybody else. Also, coming up soon, Collarworks TV, virtual studio tours of featured artists.